There weren't two finer ladies than them nowhere. It didn't matter where they were, they'd move to me. If they saw me in Buxton, they'd pick me up. Hey, they would and all. I were the only man as worked there as weren't a Catholic. Most chaps went to the private chapel the first Sundays they worked there, and then I'd keep it up. But ours didn't. And they ne'er looked down on me for it. That's what I liked about them. My old friend did not stay quite to the end. A new bailiff had been engaged, as he explained. I knew every yard of her wood, right up to the back door at the Cat and Fiddle. I were working right up there, making gaps up, so as shape could no wander. You knows, if they got out of Mattlesfield Forest way, we ne'er saw out of them again. They were old rogues that way. Anyhow, he comes up to me and says, "Well, John, I'm your gaffer now." So I looked at him and I said, "The honour, I'll walk far enough afore I'll have they for me gaffer." So I gives me fortnight's notice. I were gassy then and had money in me pocket and his bank. I didn't care for nobody. The old ladies wanted me to stop, but I wouldna. I'm an Englishman and winna be humble to anybody.